On the phone with us is Hannah, and Hannah is a licensed mental health therapist. And boy, boy, that's a field to get into, because I don't think that's ever going to change or get better. I mean, all you guys work hard to do it, but stress, stress, and more stress for our people across the country. And if you turn the TV on or you look at your phone too much, that might not help either. But I know today you're going to give us some knowledge and information about how to deal with it and why we have it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that like stress, that stress that you're talking about is so normal. It's human. And I agree. I don't think it's going anywhere.
I don't think people can put their phone down. I think I marvel at folks that can or just go without it. You get some joy, but it usually has, whether you're like, especially social medias, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like there's a connection piece that we have on our phones. And also a lot of the time, the type of media that we're consuming or how often we're consuming that media can really contribute to some of those stressors that we have. We have just this window into so many things that can kind of bring up those mental health struggles.
And then what we see from government, politicians, and sometimes it doesn't look like there's any hope or that things are going to change. Will that add to a person's stress as well, I would assume?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the type of kind of media that people are consuming, and if we're getting into that doom scrolling mode, or if people are noticing they're on their phones and they have these feelings of dread that come up, a lot of the time that takes us into this place where mental health gets to be really difficult to manage, and you might not even realize it at first. And I think that's why, you know, managing and paying attention to mental health is just become more and more important as our phones become more integrated into our lives.
Now, there's a certain part of stress that is normal, right, that we deal with every day. So it's not like we can get rid of all stress, beware of our mental healthness. But is there a certain level of that we have to expect?
Yeah. I mean, Mark, I think if we were to get rid of all of our stress, I mean, we would not be human, right? Like, that's just part of life. And so this, like, good mental health, or thinking about good mental health, means that we're feeling a little bit more balanced. We're feeling like we can actually self-regulate even though we're handling stress, and that we're feeling like we can have clear thinking even though our days are difficult.
So what are some things that we can do to help our mental health on our own that we don't realize that would be simple, and or not simple, but something that you can do on your own?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I think a lot of people don't realize that things that help with taking care of physical health also help with taking care of mental health. Like, you know, making sure that you're getting enough sleep, making sure that you're eating foods that feel good for you, or moving your body, and then having relationships in your life that actually feel fulfilling and fun. Making sure that you're spending time actually paying attention to your emotions, too, is another big one. And then reaching out for support if you feel like, you know, those things have been harder recently, or it's changed, like maybe you're not sleeping as well as you used to, or maybe you're not doing as many fun things as you feel like you used to, or feeling more irritable with people. Those are really good signs that, you know, maybe the things that I'm currently doing on my own could use a little bit more help.
And so when we look for help, how should we go about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it can be so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So looking for help means that, you know, one, recognizing that you need help or want help is a huge part of that. So thinking about, you know, conversations like this is great. And then reach out to your primary care provider to see if they can give you a referral. Reach out to your, if you have health insurance, talk to your benefits provider for what is available in your area. And if you're still, you know, needing support but you're not sure where to go, you can always call Care Counseling at our phone number, 612-223-8898, or go to our website at carecounseling.com, and we can actually help you assess, like, what kind of support you need.
And so sometimes that just goes to talking to a person. And then how should people feel about going on a medication if that's what their provider suggests?
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person, and it kind of depends on what you're needing, right? Providers will recommend you different things, and it can always be a conversation of what you're wanting. So that's why it's important to have those assessments to see what are the options even that are there for you, and what would be a best fit.
How do you guys handle that?
Yeah, so we, when someone, you know, has expressed that they want to get support for us, what we do is we do an kind of an assessment process that people go through to see what's going on for people, what is the best treatment option, and then we refer to other resources or additional resources if it's necessary. So like if you're interested in medication, you can get a referral to get that support as well.
So they can begin that by contacting you on the website or making a call?
Absolutely. It's super easy.
Mm-hmm. What was that website again?
Yeah, so it's the phone number is 612-223-8898. And then the website, if you just Google Care Counseling Minneapolis, it'll come up, or you can go to carecounseling.com.
You guys have a phone number. I mean, I would assume that is helpful for some folks that they get to talk to someone.
Yeah, and our team is so incredible at making those referrals to therapists that, you know, seem to be a good fit for whoever's on the phone. So you get to have a little conversation with someone, and then you get to have a little bit of support right there as they're, you know, connecting you with a clinician. So
there is a solution and a process. You just have to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, you kind of do. I mean, and a lot of the time, I think it's important that people know it's important to talk to someone that's, you know, a third party person in your life that's not so involved in the day to day. I mean, your therapist doesn't sit down and have dinner with you at the end of the night. You're not seeing your therapist on the weekend, right?
Right.
And so having this person that gets to be on your side and give you this view of things that you might not have seen before, I think it's really important and super helpful for a lot of people.
I would suppose also they would relay information that they're not alone.
Yeah. Absolutely. That like a lot of these struggles are really normal. I mean, mental health issues and struggles are not uncommon. It can really happen to anyone, and it can happen at different points in your life. You know, if you're going through a period where stress is particularly high or you're struggling with it a little bit more, there's really no shame in that.
Well, there's a solution and option for those who are struggling. They can apply those options today. Hannah, thanks for talking with us. Can you give us the website and phone number one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Website is carecounseling.com, and the phone number is 612-223-8898.
Thank you, Hannah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, Mark.